Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But we get into what we tease, which was real or fake, where Mac will go through five teams and assess, which also looks like asses, whether they are real playoff contenders or if they are 2 week flashes in the pan.
You see, that's why the English language is the toughest language to learn in all of the world, because that could be asses. And if you're coming into this country and you don't know English, you see assess and you're like, asses.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So let's
Let's
assess some asses in the NFL.
Yeah. These are real and they're spectacular. Yeah. Let's go.
All right. Kelsey, number one.
Okay. Raiders. What do you think?
Asses.
Okay, great. That's it.
I like it. Cancel it. That's how you end
We're
the
done.
Segment.
Move on. Next
We're
topic.
Right back. Spider fan. You're all over Kansas City. People ask, how's the chemistry with you and Bob? Listen at 7:47.
We're done.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's Gardner Minshew. Yeah, they got Devontae Adams. They seem to have figured something out against Baltimore, or Baltimore is just pressing. But again, like, I don't trust Vegas. That's one of those, you know, rah-rah wins behind, basically a second year, but really a first year full-time head coach. And Antonio Pierce, and
I really like him.
It was cool to see his him celebrate after the game with one of the executives of their team and be like, you know, he really wanted this one. But yeah, I would say that they're fake. I don't think they're real. I don't think you can take the Raiders seriously, obviously, because of who they have at quarterback. I like Gardner Minshew. I think he's fun. He's a Halloween costume that has a lot of pizzazz, but I think that they're fake.
Yeah, I think they're fake as well. I mean, so fake that the fact that they were talking about trading for Matthew Stafford yesterday, like, there were reports that, you know,
that
Matthew
would make them real.
That would be amazing.
But you know what? The Dolphins need to be doing that. If any team needs to be trading for Matthew Stafford at this point in time, and he's available, the Dolphins need to swoop in.
But I do think the one thing that gives the Raiders merit in this conversation is that Brock Bowers is exactly as advertised.
He's really good, yeah. And I hate the fact that he's really good.
It's 2 weeks in, and he's 2 weeks away from going bald, but he is an absolute bona fide stud and a certified G8, though.
I was telling you at draft night when we were up at, not Maloney's, but the Landing, and we were watching the draft, there was a Raider fan there, right?
Yeah.
Tammy from the Weston Son-in-Law, unfortunately, is a Raider fan. Mm-hmm. And right before the Raiders pick, we saw what Atlanta did, right? Mm-hmm. They took Michael Penix Jr. And Michael looks at me and goes, damn, that was supposed to be our guy. Mm-hmm. And then so they took Brock Bowers. He's like, all right, I guess. I don't know. We wanted that quarterback. But, man, Brock Bowers, holy crap, that dude is legit right now.
He's there. He's there.
Yeah, and Michael Myers, Devontae Adams, like, oh, great little offense actor going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go over, sticking in the AFC West. Chargers.
I'm going to say they're legit. They got two tackles. Like, that alt kid can flat out play.
Yeah.
He can flat out play.
Who they played so far? They play the Carolina Panthers, and
which
who else?
Yeah. They
Denver.
Lost. Yeah. No,
Denver.
No.
Did they not beat Denver week one? That wasn't a divisional game?
No, they maybe you're right. Maybe it was. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
So they haven't beaten anybody is what you're saying. Yeah.
They beat a rookie quarterback, and they beat a rookie quarterback.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's also benched.
So I guess I was just reading some stuff. I was reading
Raiders.
I was reading propaganda on the Chargers yesterday, I guess, because, you know, the national media continues to push that narrative because they got the best uniforms. But other than that, I don't know, man. I like all a lot. Like, he stymied Max Crosby in that first game of the season. I wish we had him. Would you trade Kingsley for Alt straight up right now? I'd throw in Peyton Hendershot too, Brett.
Serious question. Would you trade Xavier Worthy for Alt right now?
No, not right now, because Marquise Brown's not healthy.
Alt's like a 15-year starter at left tackle, though.
Well, he's playing right now, but yeah, you could put him at left. Yeah,
you put him anywhere you want.
Well, they have what's his name at
Penny? No, not Penny Sewell. They've got Rashawn Slater.
Yeah, Slater at left tackle, who's pretty damn good in and of himself. Yeah.
Is that Beer Slugger still available? He used to play left tackle in the Green Bay.
David Bakhtiari is still available.
Like he's 100.
Is he washed?
He's washed. Yeah, he's like Lawan. He's okay. Washed.
Yeah, yeah, Taylor Lawan. I don't want to mention
that's
him.
That's another name there. Oh, no.
No. That leg is not true.
No, I would. I would. Okay. No.
Okay.
Okay, so Chargers.
But boy,
Dusty,
I think about
fake?
It, Dusty. I really would. Like, it's a very good question.
No, thank honestly, you. I would think about it. Cardinals, real or fake?
Fake.
Real.
Yes, I knew it. Okay.
Fake.
Kyler Murray, is that really it? That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
He's got
me.
A guy to throw to.
Yeah, we'll see if it continues, right? Like, he's shown games where he can be good. He's also shown games where he's brutal. So we'll see if week one was a fluke or if week two was a fluke.
When does Call of Duty come out?
Oh, that's when Kyler 2012? Murray goes downhill. Yeah.
No, the new
oh,
is
the
Call
new
of Duty.
One? Oh, yeah.
I think it comes out in like 6 weeks, and everyone's like, Kyler Murray is going to be the MVP of the league until this date. And I was like, this date? And I looked at it, I was like, oh,
that's so funny. That's true.
So, no, I think they're real for now. I mean, obviously, we're 2 weeks in, but I mean, Kyler Murray almost beat the Buffalo Bills, and he just put a whooping on the Rams. Now, I know the Rams got injured, and that's depleting. Look at the Royals when they lost Vinny Pasquantino. They went on a 7-game losing skid.
Right.
It can hurt the core. But if he has found that connection with Marvin Harrison Jr., not only does that open up everything for everybody else, but it looks like James Conner is like ageless. Like a lot of people had reached out to me from fantasy aspects. Like, do I take Conner like later in the draft as a running back option? I'm like, I just don't know if the wheels are off yet. Conner seems to be okay. Marvin Harrison Jr. seems to be him, at least after last week. And if he's got a target and he's got somewhat of a running game, he can still be creative. Right now, to me, I think the Cardinals are real because Kyler Murray's been, at least in 2 weeks, better than advertised for most.
Not me.
Like over here.
But they may be real, though, because of the division that they're in right now, because that division has drastically changed in 2 weeks. San Francisco's losing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams have lost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Seattle, people seem to like
Geno's
Seattle.
Playing
and, I mean,
out
he's
of his butt
he's
right
playing
now.
Out of his mind. Yeah, yeah. Like,
and I think they get the Rams this week, right?
I think so.
And they're like a full, I think they're like a 3.5-point favorite. It's like something where it's like, I feel like this is our whiteboard game of the week where we take the Seahawks.
I think the Cardinals have a chance for that division.
Well, Miami plays the Seahawks
this week. Yeah, Miami with Skylar Thompson.
Right.
So. And I think Seattle's
San Francisco and L.A. this weekend.
Snooze fest.
I mean, who's going to call that game?
Yikes. Yeah, my plus 11,000 bet for the Cardinals to win the division. It's looking better.
Which is the Tom Brady game. They got a couple of late games on Fox. They've got the Rams, 49ers, Baltimore, Dallas, or Detroit, Arizona.
I bet he's either getting Baltimore and Dallas or he's getting Detroit, Arizona. Because Dallas would be on Fox.
No, that's what those are all Fox games.
Yeah, those are all. Yeah, he's not getting. He can't get Vegas and Carolina, can he? They wouldn't do that to Tom, would they? The team that he's invested in, plus the Carolina Panthers, that'd just be confusing.
The maps will come out later today, but
yeah, Cardinals, real.
Minnesota Vikings.
I'm in on the Vikings.
Let's go.
I just always have a soft spot for the Vikings. Will always have a soft spot for them. It was like my dad's second favorite team. I know a lot of Viking fans. I love their uniforms. Their coach, Matt Fleener, is fantastic. I'm a huge Justin Jefferson fan right now.
Kevin O'Connell.
And so I like what's going on up in Minnesota. I think they're quietly good, man, but they're going to disappoint like they do every year.
If they are real, you'll know after this weekend. Because they host the Houston Texans.
Houston Texans this weekend, yeah.
So we're all rooting for Minnesota this weekend from an outside.
Even though they beat San Francisco, still need a little more. That's fair. Yeah. Early on. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not bought in yet.
That's fair.
I think San Francisco is a little bit in disarray right now, though. I mean, you lose Christian McCaffrey. That's a big part of your offense, right? That's not losing Isaiah Pacheco and you still have Patrick Mahomes. And then you lose... Debo for a couple of weeks, and now you're really going to say, is Mr. Irrelevant, can he raise the level of everybody around him, you know?
You still have two all-pro weapons with a really solid wide receiver. Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle.
Kittle's a blocker.
And Juwan Jennings, a fantastic wide receiver. You've got Ricky Pearsall, who's looked good as a
Kittle's
rookie.
Did you see Kittle's game this past weekend?
No, did he play well?
He played well. So
he's due for a bad one then.
Okay.
No, I didn't see much of the NFL this weekend. I was at the game. You miss a lot of the league, you know?
Yeah, forget about that.
Last, really quickly, Saints. Just need more time. 240 bombs in a row, 91 points.
They house Dallas. And, I mean, I've been told for 30 years Dallas is supposed to be good, so that should matter. I don't know. I feel like Carr is playing with a purpose this year.
Me too.
I think so I'm going to buy into the Saints. Yeah, I think they're real.
I think they're real, too.
Yeah.
I think they're real. And
especially in that division.
Yeah, Kittle this week, 7 for 76 and a touchdown.
Good for him.
He sucks.
But I think they're real, and I'm rooting for him hardcore this week because they get Sirianni and the Eagles, and I hope Derek Carr absolutely shreds Sirianni.
Oh, that'll be good. Yeah, that'll be really good. That'll show you they're real and spectacular if they beat them.
Because there's a lot of storylines that come from that game because the Saints do what they've done to teams so far this year. Again, one of them's Carolina, but one of them was Dallas, and it seems that Kamara has more life, and Shaheed's got that deep threat option. Mm. Plus, you've got a lot.
Alvin Kamara is playing with a new 5 cents.
Right. I mean, torched Dallas, 4 touchdowns. But if they beat Philadelphia, the two storylines you get out of that are the Saints are the number one team in the NFC, and Philadelphia's firing Nick Sirianni.
Oh,
that's what you're getting out of that.
If the Philadelphia Eagles lose to the Saints this weekend, how quick will the first phone call be to WIP saying fire Nick Sirianni? Will it happen at halftime, or will it happen, third quarter? Or what, because we talk about the hot seat rankings every week with the coaches, right, in our terrible Tuesday one. Tough Tuesday, whatever it is. The guy who's on the hottest seat, though, like whether we want to believe it or not from a fan standpoint, is Nick Sirianni. I don't think any fan base other than maybe the Giants, but again, the pressure in New York is not as much as it is in Philadelphia with the expectation.
Right.
I don't know that there is a coach on a hot seat from their fan base more than what Nick Sirianni is with the Eagles right now. Like, that dude's seat is on fire.
Yep, they're going to fire.
They'd have Kelsey come coach the team.
Do the Jeff Saturday route.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.